Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got Melissa Miller here with me some this morning. And also in the studio, we've got Jeremy Fuel, the Clinton Central Superintendent. Jeremy, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a big weekend for the Clinton Central Bulldog family. Is the wrestling boys won a conference championship, and then both boys and girls won a conference championship in swimming. So, a big, busy weekend.
Oh, very busy weekend for us over at Clinton Central, and you can't say enough about the wrestling program and what Coach Faulkner's been able to do there, and then also with the swimming. Swimming's good every year, but they're top-notch with what they're doing. Those kids work hard every single day.
I learned something this morning that Coach Faulkner was a wrestler not too long ago.
He still gets out there on the mats and scraps around with the kids a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
That's good for him. Well, you've got a lot going on out at Clinton Central as well, and we don't just put it all over a weekend. This is something we're going to be talking about for the next year or two, but it's all exciting with the building project as we get closer to starting on this.
Yeah, the building project's going to be looking to get really started. As of right now, the official start date is March 6th, so we'll see what weather does for us and kind of leading up to that. But that's going to be coming up very quickly. We just got our initial bid package back. So looking at those numbers and making sure we're in line going forward to be able to get as much done as we can with the dollars that we have available.
Now, we've mentioned it a time or two here on the program, or maybe four or five times now, but we want everyone to understand this is a tax-neutral project, and we also want them to understand what a tax-neutral project is.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what I'm doing for the community, for our staff, our community members, our tax-paying community, our parents as well, is I've actually worked over the last couple of weeks to create a video presentation to go through school financing and just a budget 101 for the community to be able to understand how public schools' budgets work. And part of that with the building project is local taxes are generated, and part of that goes into our debt service fund. The debt service is what pays for major renovations that occur or building upgrades or maintenance that occurs. And as that debt falls off or that debt is paid off, schools can reissue new debt in order to keep that tax rate for the debt service fund the same. Thus, it's a tax-neutral project for us because we have old debts that's rolling off of our books that we've been able to pay off. And we're just reissuing that new debt right now to be able to keep that tax rate the same going forward. But at the same point in time, being able to maintain our facilities. And a big part of this project is HVAC and mechanical work that is just kind of on its last leg for us.
And that HVAC and mechanical work is an issue for everybody just about, especially big school corporations or small school corporations. But it's not the the sexiest thing to go ahead and build and spend the money on. And oftentimes it's very pricey, too.
Yeah. I mean, really, all in all, in our budget, we're approximately between $16 and $17 million, all in all, with this project. And about a quarter of that is going to be for HVAC work. Yeah. And then we start throwing HVAC, and then you throw in plumbing in there. That creeps very quickly up to that 35 to 40% of your total budget is in those HVAC plumbing areas.
I think one thing that's important to mention in this with the expansion you're going to have out there, and I know there's it's going to help with all kinds of things, but smaller classrooms and how important that is.
Oh yeah, it's huge for us. We passed our operating referendum. Mr. Walker, former superintendent of Clinton Central, and the community put a lot of trust in the school by passing that operating referendum back in 2016. Well, that's up for renewal this coming spring in May of 23. And that operating referendum allows us to be able to maintain small class sizes of anywhere from 18 to 23 students in our elementary. It's been able to allow us to hire and retain additional instructional assistants. Those instructional assistants are able to provide remediation services to our elementary students. We were able to bring back our elementary art program, which was huge for our elementary. We were able to maintain elementary band, music, swim programs. And also during this entire time, as part of that operating referendum, we were able to maintain two full-time ag teachers. So that operating referendum has been huge for us the last 7 years, and we want to definitely express our gratitude towards the community for passing that, and we're eager to see what the spring of 23 comes about as that referendum hits the ballots.
You know, when you have to make cuts, it's never easy to make a cut, but I wasn't even aware that the elementary art program had went away for a while. I can't imagine being in elementary and not having a band or an art to go to as a kid.
Oh, those kids enjoy that. And you got to be able to teach to the whole kid. Every kid learns a little bit different. I know my youngest son thoroughly enjoys going to Mrs. Eaton's art class. And it's been huge for all kids. But some kids cling to certain areas or certain topics within school a little bit more. So being able to have that additional funds to be able to fully service all of our kids K through 12 has been huge over the last 7 years, and we're hopeful that can continue over the next 8 years.
So coming up next month, which will be here before we know it, I'm guessing, this is less than a month then, on February 16th, this is the night, huh? You want everyone to come out, and this will be just an update, a night for the community to come in and ask questions and look and touch things and talk to all the administrators.
Yeah, so on February 16th at 7 o'clock that evening, we're going to have a community night in our high school multipurpose room. Part of this is I'm going to go through a quick presentation of school budgets just to give a brief overview of that for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then from there, we're going to go into the 2023 building project and renovation project that we have coming up. And we'll have Moak Park, who's our architect, will be present to be able to answer any questions in regards to the design of the spaces. We'll have Tecton, who's our project manager, to be able to talk about the construction process. And we'll also have Stifel, who is our financial advisor for the reissuing of our bonds, to be able to answer any questions as it relates to the tax rate and the reissuing of the bonds for our community members. So we urge people to come out. If you have any questions at all, if you just want to see what we're going to be doing, come out that night and check it out. We'll have Moak Park's working on a 3D rendering to be able to walk through some of those finished spaces that we'll have. The multipurpose room where we're going to be hosting this meeting is a big area that we're going to be updating. It's going to get a complete overhaul in there. And a lot of these spaces that we're renovating haven't really been touched a lot since the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it's in much need. And to go back to that public school budget, so we'll have later this week, probably either later today or tomorrow, on our website and social media, I have a school budget 101 presentation video.
I was going to ask you about this.
Yeah, okay. Video and audio, just to be able to provide the community with some basic foundation knowledge on how public school budgets work. It's completely different from the private sector and what people may be used to. And we have certain buckets of money where we get certain revenue from. And with those buckets of money, we can only spend that money on certain things. And we have very limited revenue. So I want to be able to educate the community on why it's important for us to continue to replace old debt with new debt with a building project like this, why it's important for an operating referendum, what those additional revenues do for our school district, for our teachers, and most importantly, for our students at Clinton Central. And so be on the lookout for that. That'll be on our website. That'll be out on social media sometime this week. But from that, I showed the initial video to the ladies in the office, to Joni and April, and they said, "Jeremy, you can't talk that much." It was about an hour. It was about 60 minutes. So I worked over the weekend to get that down to about 22 minutes, and I really took out a lot from there. So I can talk about this stuff all day long. And so if somebody sees this video within our community, please reach out to me. My cell phones are listed in that presentation. You can call, text. My email's listed as well. I'm willing to meet in person and talk to people about the public school financing, specifically at Clinton Central, to talk to them about our operating referendum that's coming up, and really just to dispel any misled facts that are out there. I want to present the solid facts of what we've used that operating referendum for over the last 7 years, what the plan is to use it for over the next 8 years, and to talk about the building project and what that's really going to do for our school and for our community and for our students.
So if we get kicked off on the right foot on March 6th, what is this, 2 years, 2.5 years?
It's about 18 to 20 months.
Okay,
Approximately on there. And, of course, I mean, with the
That's
way
pretty good.
Yeah, with the way construction is, I mean, that could shift a little bit with ordering materials and all that. But I think right now we're going to be okay with that. March 6th, we will actually start in our current library. That current library is going to be turned into our new high school office, which is going to allow us to be able to have a safe and secured entrance to the school, which we currently do not have. And with school safety the way it is nowadays, that's has to be a
first and foremost.
Yes, it has to be first and foremost for our student and staff safety. So that's going to be coming up first within the building project. And shortly thereafter, they will be starting on the multi-purpose room. HVAC will be started right away. And then also working on that athletic entrance addition and elementary restroom additions.
Boy, we're getting close. It's exciting.
It is. It is exciting. It's exciting and nerve-wracking all at the same time. It seems like I've only been in this role for about 9 months, but it seems like I've been planning this for 4 years right now. I don't know why, but
I bet it feels that way.
It does. So, but it's good. And what I'm excited about most with it is being able to provide our community with some new upgrades to the facilities that are desperately needed. Yeah. I'm excited for our students. That they're going to be able to experience this, and it's just going to be great for the community as a whole.
For sure. Well, we appreciate you being available always, Jeremy, and thanks for coming in, and we'll probably talk to you before February 16th, the big night for you.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. We'll take a break and come right back and wrap up the Party Line program coming up next on WILO.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins. Bars. Bags of 90% silver. Gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You'll always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
Hi, Kevin Keith here, Casper Media, Director of Operations. I would like to introduce to you the strong search bars at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Why don't you give it a workout? The strong search bar at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and HoosierlandTV.com. News, sports, weather, a specific story. Our search bar gets stronger with every story. Check it out. See what you can find for an even stronger online experience at HoosierlandTV.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
WILO has been a very important part of Clinton County Athletics. Without you guys and the job you do, I'm encouraged when all the coaches show up, no matter what sport it is, and give time to talk about their kids. And WILO has been a part of everything that I have done. Thank you, WILO, for everything you bring to our community.
Keeping you connected for over 60 years.
Thank Casper Media, Clinton County Daily News, for covering all this. We can't be a community if we're not connected. You can't be connected unless you communicate. And one of the greatest ways that we communicate is through media. So you guys are the connectivity to our community.
We are WILO.
I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen. And thank you all for your hard work.
The radio station you've trusted through the years. When you need to know, we are WILO.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probyte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are on a Monday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Big Deals, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, TC Trailers, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith. I think I've still got Melissa. Are you in the middle of a diaper change there?
Okay. I was going to tell Jamie that he was so in depth on all of his sports coverage that Kinsey couldn't handle it, and she actually went down for a nap.
put her to sleep,
but,
huh?
It wasn't him.
Oh, okay. It was me,
no,
probably.
No, she got up early, so, yeah. No, she got up really early.
Oh,
this morning,
she's catching
so
up.
She
then,
actually
huh?
went down during the commercial break. So,
okay.
So, isn't it exciting? I mean, all the sports coverage that
My
we have
gosh.
Going on and. Everything going on out at Clinton Central is just amazing what they're doing out there.
It's interesting you mentioned that because I was thinking the same thing yesterday and a little bit Saturday as I came here to the station, and I was working on a couple things for preparation for today, as I know Ken Hartman was as well, and you were in here doing some stuff over the weekend. But I got looking at everything that was coming together for the Party Line program this morning, knowing John was coming on, and it was one of those last-second things late last week. And then
sure.
Jeremy being regularly scheduled, Jamie calling in. We had Coach Faulkner calling in, and it just made me think, I think we're firing on all cylinders, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
And I looked down.
Tomorrow's program is going to be just as big.
Just as big, but I look back to the stories we've had since January 20th or so of you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, I mean, it is covered great. We have all the stories, that we have the hard stuff, but we have the fun stuff too. And it's really everybody cooperating, you know, and putting in. It's Patty Parks, and there's Ken, and there's me, and there's Russ again, there's Patty, you know, so it takes, and we're talking about crossing graduations. They had their winter graduation, you know, just a ton of stuff. Just trying to keep it all straight.
Patty's been texting me all the, you know, she and I talk a lot through text and through Messenger. And she's been keeping me up to date on just what she's been doing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much she's been covering.
Yes, it is. I know. I have to tell her to hold back every now and then. You know, you got to pace yourself. For sure.
I understand. A little easier for her, you know, because she doesn't have the kids at home or anything.
Yes,
so
yes.
It does make it a little easier, and I know she enjoys it so much.
Yeah, she's retired now, so she can do what she wants to do.
Coverage.
Yeah, that's her fun. That's where she gets her fun. And she's retired now, so she can do what she wants when she wants, you know?
Yeah, she keeps rubbing that in my face, too, that she's retired now.
Well, you could always do that if you wanted to, but I don't know how you'd do in retirement.
I could, you know, in a few months, I could do the early retirement thing. Maybe, I don't know. Congress may screw that up for me. I don't know.
Yes, they might. You might all do it now.
Yeah, well, I can. I'm not old enough yet.
I know. Well, we could, we'll wait and see. I don't think you're going to retire just yet. You've got some good years left here to broadcast. At least you better.
Well, I keep thinking if I retire, I'm going to be busier than what I am now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you got all kinds of time now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll be the I'll be the first one calling you probably too.
Well, we've got a full week of sports coming up. You know, before we even get to the girls' sectionals next week.
Yes, we're going to have the game tomorrow
off,
night.
But
we did cancel the game Thursday.
Yeah, casting at Carroll.
Right. And we did have a game scheduled Thursday. We went ahead and pulled that game so we could cover everything for the girls' basketball sectional playoff. Because once we get we're scheduled to cover 52 games, and we don't like to go over that, and we don't like to be under that. So Don and I were pulling out the calculator.
The other thing, too, is we're looking at that weather coming in on Tuesday night.
That's right.
We don't know what that's going to be like. It could carry over into Thursday.
Absolutely.
So better to – and, I mean, we're looking at Carroll, Clinton Prairie, and Clinton Central, Rossville. The girls' teams are really going to be clicking on all cylinders going into their sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it'll be an exciting show.
I kind of hate the fact that Rossville and Central are in the same, you know, sectional.
Yeah.
Then we got Clinton Prairie and we got Carroll in the same sectional. And it's like, you want to see all these teams get out of the sectionals and go on.
Yeah, but they'd have to beat each other to get out, right?
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen, I'm afraid. I think that's going to happen, and
really, it just makes it a little tougher
to see who does come out of it.
Yeah, it'll make for some better basketball, and it'll be fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the day, Melissa. And we'll catch you tomorrow then.
All righty. I look forward to it. We got a full boat on Party Line tomorrow too.
Yes, we do. We're going to have Shan and Kim joining us here. We talk a little economic development in Frankfort Main Street. And then Wednesday, Stephen Deckard with EMS and Tina Tagg with Cutler Small Shops on Thursday, along with USB folks joining us here in the studio. That'll wrap up the Party Line program today. I want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, TC Trailers, and BoonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Tuesday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from Wiloh.